Thank you, Carol. And we've got the game right here. Celebrate America, Race to the White House, Prager University, ages 8 and up. And again, it's really fun. They've got kids categories and adult categories in terms of questions. Over 300 exciting American trivia questions on everything from society to history to citizenship, presidents, states, and innovation. It'll take your knowledge of America to new heights. So learn, have fun, and support WIB Incorporated all along the way. Again, that gift is yours for a suggested gift of $250 or more here during July as you support WIB Incorporated. All right, well, today in history, it is July 22nd, and we'll get to a family birthday a little bit later that ties into our family history 25 years ago. See the birthday Bob in Rice Lake with his usual encouragement coming yesterday during the Birthday Boys show here on the radio. But on this day in 2004, the September 11th Commission's final report detailed U.S. government failures in preventing the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington. Commission Chair Thomas Kane.
Our failures took place over many years and administrations. There's no single individual who is responsible for our failures.
Also on this day in history, in 1977, singer Tony Orlando announced his retirement from show business. Remember Tony Orlando and Dawn? The one song I remember from them is Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around That Old Oak Tree. Okay, and then also in 1994, former NFL running back O.J. Simpson pled absolutely 100% not guilty of murder. Okay, and then finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, a 365-day journey. Today, July 22nd. What we do with our lives is a good indicator of where we are in our faith. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Goff says, "I love going to places like New York City because the city itself is like a constant soundtrack. The honking horns might be overrepresented, but that's okay. I love hearing the city streets filled with the sound of a classically trained violinist or the guy drumming on plastic barrels or the man with the saxophone wailing out the blues in the subway. Musicians play music because they can't help it. The same is true for writers. They write. They get up every morning, and regardless of the size of their audience, they put their pens to the paper. Whether they write to move people or write for therapy, they write. The practice of their art makes them artists." Goff says, "I think faith works the same way. It's not just a system of doctrines and behaviors and beliefs. It's about what we do with the things we believe. People who figure out what we believe when we... People will figure out what we believe when they see how we live. When we actively care for people who have been handed a difficult life, we show people love isn't all talk. When we bring peace to heated debates, our truest beliefs about the value and dignity of other people shine through. When we choose to risk a new relationship or a new business, we acknowledge God is in charge of the outcome, not us. There's something infectious about seeing someone captivated by their passions. We see it in musicians and artists, and we can do it with our faith. When people see this kind of passion in our lives, they'll see more clearly the God who created those desires. What we do with our love is where we are in our faith." Today's closing question: in what relationship or venture do you need to acknowledge that God is in charge? In what relationship or venture do you need to acknowledge that God is in charge? Today, we are learning that on July 22nd, Carrie lets us know that Chad Siept has a birthday today. And so happy birthday, Chad. And then also Brianna in Menominee lets us know that Evening Peters with a birthday. She says, "Evening's an incredibly vibrant, giving, and loving soul. She pours her heart and the love of Jesus into everyone around her. Evening is so gifted in many ways, writing books to share her faith and using her artistic gifts to bless other people so often. Evening and her daughter Jasmine have birthdays just 2 days apart. July 22nd, today, is Evening's birthday, and July 24th will be Jasmine's first birthday. And she says it would be so fun to help them celebrate." Well, they'll go in the drawing. We've got Evening entered here, although, yeah, being aware of Jasmine's too, for sure. Okay, and then off to Facebook we go to learn of more birthdays today. And Andrea Anderson, happy birthday to Andrea. Matthias Kittock, Justin Hess, former intern and part-time employee here, doing some sports back in the day, turning 49 today. Jeannie Leonard, and then, the second oldest of our five kids, Dawson, the host of The Drive, our production director in the creative department here at WWIB, with a birthday today. And thanks to Birthday Bob on the listener line at 715-396-1670 yesterday, with a special message right to Dawson directly. But then even today, Bob says, happy 25th birthday, Dawson. Did you get the day off? Have a great day, however you spend it. Well, I think he had intentions of trying. We'll see how that all works out. Welcome back, Caleb. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Happy birthday to Dawson today.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, 25, man. I'll tell you what, it flies by. And I saw a little bit of video of your son running on the beach, and that was really cool to see as well. So hope you had a good break.
It's a winner Wednesday, Al.
Winner Wednesday on WWIB, where we are family. We had a winner, not just in the first segment, but the first caller yesterday. Lori was on vacation in the area, and she got that one. So she got herself a Culver's prize. And let's go with another one of those, along with a We Are Messengers CD today, as we play Secret Sound.
All right, Secret Sound, 715-723-2555. As long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call in and hopefully win on a Win It Wednesday, 715-723-2555. What is this Secret Sound? Without further ado, we'll just play it for you. What is that? 715-723-2555. What is that Secret Sound? 723-2555 for a chance to win a Culver's Value Basket and a We Are Messenger CD, doubling up on the prizes. 715-723-2555. What could this be? Wild guesses are perfectly welcome because you never know. Wild guess could make you a winner, just like yesterday.
I guess after Tuesday trivia on a Win It Wednesday, this has become our favorite game, Secret Sound.
Yeah, it is. And you never know what games we might pull out, but Secret Sound is a lot of fun, at least on this end, because we know what it is.
Right, right.
715-723-2555. What is that Secret Sound? What in the world could it be? 715-723-2555. Clues wouldn't come until later on in the contest, so let's just go right to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nick from Triple Falls.
And what do you think, Nick?
Is it popping a balloon?
Is it popping a balloon? Havo, did Nick get it? Is this popping a balloon?
We may have got a winner on the first call yesterday, but not today. Sorry, Nick.
Not it. Thank you. Call us back, Nick. 715-723-2555. Secret Sound. What in the world could this be? 715-723-2555. A We Are Messenger CD and a Culver's Value Basket could be yours on this Win It Wednesday. 715-723-2555, as per usual. Our contest line for Secret Sound on this Win It Wednesday. What is that?
All right. Well, you've got to hear the sound, so mull it over and think about it and give us a call. If not now, then after 7:45.
Again, Nick's first guess, popping a balloon. And I could see how that could sound like popping a balloon, but just not what it is. 715-723-2555 for this.
Yeah.
Secret Sound.
Some kind of activity going on there. What is it? And describe it for us.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kim from Eau Claire.
And what do you think, Kim?
Closing of a door.
Closing a door. And a lot of different doors that could be closed. Yeah. Is this closing a door?
I thought about that, but that's not it.
It's not it. All right. Thank you, Kim. 715-723-2555. It's not popping a balloon. Nor is it closing a door. 715-723-2555 for Secret Sound, your chance to win a great CD from We Are Messengers and a Culver's Value Basket. 715-723-2555 for this Secret Sound. Otherwise, if you're guessed out, we are going to give you another shot coming up. But we've got another guesser here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. Beth from Holcomb.
Hi, Beth.
What do you think, Beth?
Hi, is it an electric stapler?
Electric stapler. Let's listen. Have an electric stapler?
It sounds pretty cool, but no, that's not what it is.
All right. Thank you for the call, Beth.
Win It Wednesday on the Wake Up Show, the fourth and final time today. Are we going to get a winner or move on to try it again Thursday?
Secret Sound, 715-723-2555. This is the Secret Sound, and not one, but two great prizes.
Yeah, that's right. A Culver's Value Basket and also a We Are Messengers CD. We've loved them in concert here before at One Fest and elsewhere, and love to have a winner here this morning.
We've heard from Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and Holcomb. We'd love to hear from you. 715-723-2555. What do you think this secret sound could be? 715-723-2555. Now, like a door opening and closing has been the most common guess, and it does sound like that. It's just not what it is.
No, so what do you think it is? People have guessed popping a balloon or an electric stapler. You guys have great imaginations. What might this be? It is something.
Let your brain fill in the blank. What is this?
I'll tell you this. It's not a sound created by AI.
It is not.
It's a real sound.
This is something real. 715-723-2555. Your chance to win from Culver's and from us here at WWIB. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Hi, it's Angie from Thorpe.
Angie, what do you think?
Well, it sounds to me, I'm a child of the 80s, like someone's doing a trick on a skateboard.
Ah. Okay, a trick on a skateboard. I watched the McGee and Me skateboarding episode way back in the day and thought I could be a skateboarder, and I really couldn't. But is this a trick on a skateboard, Havo?
It's not, Angie, but thanks for playing along.
Thank you, Angie. Call us back. Good to hear from Thorpe. 715-723-2555. Secret sound. What is this? 715-723-2555. What in the world could that be?
They got some great skateboarding available for you at Boyd Park in Eau Claire off Main Street these days.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ann from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Ann.
What do you think, Ann?
I think it sounds like a trapper keeper. A trapper keeper.
One of those binders? Is that what she's saying? Like for school or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, you keep your pens and pencils and such in the trapper keeper. Is that it?
Good guess. That's not it, though.
It's not. All right. Thank you for the call from Chippewa, 715-723-2555. We have time for a few more. If anybody has a guess, secret sound, your chance to win a value basket from Culver's. And you know what? While you munch away, listen to some great music from WWIB, a We Are Messengers CD. What is this? 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. So if you've guessed already this morning, you're welcome to jump back in. Let's go to the phones again. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Caleb. It's Beth Deach in Eau Claire.
What do you think, Beth?
My guess is probably wrong, but almost sounds like somebody opening a deadbolt.
Almost sounds like someone opening a deadbolt. Well, yeah, I can hear that.
First of all, Beth, you got to have a better attitude. Then it's probably wrong. But it is wrong, but still.
Call us back. Thank you so much, Beth. 715-723-2555. Three guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Susan from Cadott.
Hi, Susan. Hey, Susan, what do you think?
Is it a three-hole punch?
Is it a three-hole punch? Is this a three-hole punch, Havel?
Yeah, good guess, but that's not it.
Not it. Thank you, Susan. Call us back if you can get through. 715-723-2555 with two guesses left is what I was trying to say. Two guesses remaining. 715-723-2555 for Secret Sound. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We got a winner. Tuesday trivia on a Tuesday. Can we get a winner on a Win It Wednesday? Good morning, WWIB. What's your call? What's your guess, rather? And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Nadine from Akana.
Hi, Nadine. Nadine.
Is it an old school paper cutter?
An old school paper cutter.
The one from, like, I don't know, the 90s?
Way back in the 90s.
Wow, way back in the 90s when Caleb was born. Could that be it? No, that was actually 87, right?
87, yeah, but I was a child of the 90s. Yeah. All right, thank you for the call, Nadine. All right, final guess here, Secret Sound on a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, what is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
From Chippewa. What do you think?
To me, it just sounds like somebody shutting a door.
Just somebody shutting a door.
So that's been guessed.
Yeah, that's been guessed. So we'll give you a backup bonus guess here.
Anything else?
Shutting a drawer, then.
Okay, not a door, but a drawer. Shutting a drawer.
Shutting a drawer, says Linda. Last guess, and that's not it, Linda.
Not it. All right, so thank you for the participation, everybody. And try it again Thursday coming up tomorrow morning. And never fear, Clues will be here after 7:45 if we don't get a winner after 7:15 tomorrow morning.
And guys are welcome to guess as well. The ladies completely shut you out. It was 6-0 the women with all the guesses here.
Don't forget, great prizes, Culver's, and free music from WWIB if you can solve Secret Sound.